escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Alrighty, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer. Now, before you ask, I'm going to ask a question or two. Do you know what items with the Eagles Radiothon relate to our show? I'll answer for you. No, you don't. So let me tell you what they are. The first is for our show to be on the road somewhere with a remote broadcast. We do this annually where listeners, your homes, your business, wherever, whatever it might be, just make sure you're in North America, somewhere in North America, please. We'll come to you. And we'll do a show from your spot. So you can bid on that at EaglesRadiothon.com. The second item related to our show is behind-the-scenes experience here at WIP with a sit-in to watch our program in studio for two people. This is a bid currently at $320. Please consider bidding. And we know, you know, that will go up, obviously.
Joe will arm wrestle you.
Maybe. Depends if I beat Fritz or not and what kind of mood I'm in. But anyway, get bidding for all of that and much more, including the opportunity to golf with Kelsey and Saquon Barkley, EaglesRadiothon.com. You got Super Bowl. I was going to say Eagles Super Bowl tickets, and then I realized one might not be. Super Bowl tickets, which may be Eagles Super Bowl tickets. You can bid on that at EaglesRadiothon.com. All right, Seltzer, they ask, we answer.
Get your arm wrestling, Matt.
Yeah. What are they asking today, James?
All right, let's start with the classic. Any new movies or TV shows watched?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, both of you.
Yes.
Look at this.
Yes.
Lay it on me.
John?
Well, not as new because I watched it previously but completely forgot it. Peacemaker.
Okay.
Oh, the John Cena
went back and watched the first season because of the new season just releasing. I am transfixed by John Cena.
What a word.
John Cena is really talented, guys. I mean,
I agree. I actually love John Cena.
He's very funny.
He's so hilarious. He's got great timing with the comedy and all of that. But I mean, physically, it's almost like physical comedy just looking at him, what he's done to himself. It's almost he's a caricature of a human being. He's so bloated and gigantic because of the wrestling side of things. But man,
yeah, I'm a fan of that guy. I like him.
He's he makes this show fantastic, okay. And it's really, really well written and so, smart and gross yep. and funny.
So, James, the answer to the question is yes, but I'm not going to tell you the show. And I'm going to tell you why. I am so enthralled with the show right now. I am so beyond enthralled. I don't want to know what happens before I get to see it. I don't want anyone to tip me off. I'm not going to tell you the show. I'm sorry to that's be a not, butthead.
That's not how this segment works.
No, the question was, any new movies
your
or
answer
TV
is
shows?
Yes.
So that's it's great. New. It's yeah, my, not my answer, The West Wing.
My answer is it's new for me.
New for you. Okay. New not for The me. Sopranos.
But you're not going to tell us?
New for me.
What this good show is.
I will not.
Until you're done is the
best. That is correct. Gotcha. It's what it is. Listen, I think people can at least understand.
Makes me not want to know anymore.
But, it's ruined it.
Whatever. All right, so what else do people want to know?
All right. Yeah, well, are you going to answer this one?
Maybe.
Well, this one's for Richie.
Maybe
anyway,
we'll have
so
to wait.
We're going to ignore you for a question.
Fine.
Blair Eckel asked John, if you were a superhero and could choose your superpower, what would it be? You've said flying before, so pick another one. Because we've asked this before. You always go flying. You got another one?
Someone asked a repeat question?
Yeah, I just realized as I was asking the question, I'm like, this has been asked before, okay. Way in the past.
All right. Well, I mean, Superman has the best powers, so how do I replicate his powers without flying? I guess that would be
strength.
Super strength.
Strength. Yeah, strength.
But then he also has the X-ray vision. He also has laser vision. He also has cold breath. He also has, like, everything you can...
What about teleporting?
That would be super awesome.
That'd
like
be pretty cool. Yeah, I'm saying you just go wherever you want in any second. Just there.
It feels super sneaky and like the this is the furtive superpower that you have to steal stuff to really make lucrative. Like, I don't really want that.
I was thinking of just for convenience.
I want to fly.
Yeah, so for convenience.
Why would you fly when you could get there without flying? Like,
I totally
I want to go to Italy. Let me fly in the cold sky for 10 hours or whatever it is.
When you can just teleport.
Exactly. Right. I could be like, oh, I'm in Italy.
You guys
bang.
Want
there I am. Look at that. Italy. How cool is that?
I like to fly things.
That's yours.
I'm with John.
That's yours.
Seems like a huge waste of time.
I really
John.
Would. Enjoy yeah. getting there.
It's a waste
I want to
of
fly.
Time.
I want to fly. I want to, you know, get over the Atlantic
and it
Ocean
won't take just... 10 hours, James, if you're Superman.
Well, I'm going to take 8 hours.
Amazing.
It's not you think he flies
watching
like much faster than a plane?
Over
you
Antarctica?
Think he's much faster than a plane? He's not much faster than a plane.
I think he's probably faster
he
than
is.
A
he's
plane.
He is. He's faster than a speeding bullet, so he's got to be faster than a plane. But like,
but I'm going to tone it down. I'm not going to go speeding bullets speed. I'll go, you know, 700 miles
right.
per hour.
I'm
take
with
a
you.
Nice cruise.
Yeah.
All right, let's
ooh.
Do one more. Joe, maybe you'll answer.
What?
Probably won't.
What?
Yeah, because, you know, that's what you do. How's your training for basketball going?
Great. Played hoops yesterday for about an hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, ran and then played a lot of hoops. So I think the training for hoops is going great. And with that, AMA, we shut it down. So how about the engagement yesterday? Holy mackerel. I mean.
What engagement?
What engagement? I mean, what a big
you're
one.
You talking about how many people showed up for the race? That was
yes.
really cool. It was like local so, engagement, WIP fans showing up. I thought that was really cool, too.
So Tay-Tay and Travis Kelce get engaged. And, of course, ties into our show because the world found out about them through our program 2 years ago, which is still... like
so
we,
crazy.
We could do this show for 50 years. We'll never be involved in a bigger international news story. I mean, we're not. I mean, we're not going to solve Putin versus the world, right, James?
I don't know if that's bigger. Is that bigger?
I think it's bigger because of nuclear war possibility.
I'm just kidding.
The chance for billions of people to die with nukes.
It was meant to be a joke, Joe.
I was well,
you took
I was
it way
well,
too seriously.
I was joking back. I was giving you a little deadpan, all right?
There you go. It's
giving
good.
You a little Bob Newhart right there.
Yeah.
No, but
by the way, Elliot Shore Parks, the very first time he heard about it on this show, said they're going to get married. He called it right here like 2 years ago. He's like, they're going to get married.
Good for them.
Shout out to,
they,
to Elliot.
They seem very
I love
very
that Elliot's taking ownership of this.
Oh,
though.
Dude, he's more excited about them getting engaged
the
than they are.
He's not the only one that said that.
Yeah.
He should work for People magazine. I don't know why he's here. Just go cover the celebs. He'd be great at it. Let's go to the phones. By the way, we'll play the audio later if you've heard it before or maybe not, of when Jason Kelce broke the news to the world that his brother and Taylor Swift were dating. It was, I believe, in September of 2023. It was on our program. It was the first year we had this morning show. And it was a stunning piece of news. And it went worldwide. And we'll get you that audio later on in the program. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Steve right now in Egg Harbor. Steve, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I just want to give you a little advice, Joe. You better start jumping rope, man, if you want some strong legs for basketball.
It's the exact same thing my buddy said yesterday.
Get out of here, really.
Because yep.
It's great for you. It's also good for John if he's going to be singing a lot, if he's going to be playing out or anything like I do. I play in a rock band. It's great for you. I'm 62. I jump 15 minutes every night. It's the best thing for you.
Well, so you're saying combo of cardio and jumping, right? That's the basic theory?
No doubt about it. And you need your legs. You're going to need your legs, especially if this guy can cover you. You're going to have to think outside the box to beat him because he's so tall. And if he can cover you, you're going to have problems, I think. Okay. I just want to talk about the Phillies real quick.
Sure.
Everybody's worried about the Mets. I'm not worried about the Mets because you know what? You don't worry about the Mets until you see them in the playoffs. Do you think the Dodgers and Milwaukee want to play us? We've dominated the Dodgers over the last couple of years. Sometimes you have an Achilles heel, and the Mets seem to be ours right now. So I don't worry about the Mets until we play them.
Well, I largely agree with you, Steve, but I'll say this. It can be emblematic of how they can look. And, you know, the reality is, you know, there's just a lot of hitters. I mean, Castellanos, would he get a hit last night? Was he 1-for-4? What was he last night?
I don't think so. Did he at the end?
Maybe it was
he freaking stinks, man.
He's brutal. That's my point.
He walked.
I didn't think he had a hit.
Okay,
yeah.
but he had that.
He had that ball that like looked like it could have been a hit, and Vientos made that nice kind of jumping catch.
I mean, he's just Steve. He is. He's just. I guess the word would be average, but I don't know that he is average. Is he below average as a starter?
Yes.
Dude, he's one of the worst starters in baseball.
Yeah. So when you consider his defense, and then add his offense, we would say he's a below average starter.
Take WAR for what it's worth. So. Take WAR for what it's worth. Yep. Of qualified players, he has one of the 9 worst WARs in all of baseball.
Oh,
he
no.
does.
He's one of the worst players in baseball statistically.
Well, that's a disaster. By the way, you know what I also noticed looking at the box score?
He was playing every day.
Looking at the box score after last night, Schwarber's MVP candidacy, I think, is taking a big hit. So he's still got all the homers and the RBIs, obviously, and a good slugging percentage at .565. But his batting average is down at .245, and his on base is down to .369. And, you know, we could look it up, but I would bet you the vast majority of MVPs, vast majority, have on base percentages above .400. Now, Jimmy won an MVP below .400 on base. I think he did. But it's tough. It's rare. And so Schwarber's going to, I think, really have to have a big September to try to salvage that race. 215-592-9494. Speaking of races, more of the audio from yesterday. More audio from Howie Roseman, what he said upon the Eagles with the, I could say the final cutdown. It's not probably going to be the final cutdown, but it's the current 53. We'll play that audio of Jason Kelce years ago telling the world about his brother and Taylor Swift. Plus, Ross Tucker, who obviously announced the Eagles games on the cuts the Eagles made yesterday. You know, there's a lot of intricacies to it. So did the organization get it right? We'll talk to Ross about that and more. Phone calls on all these topics on 94 WIP.
Summer's heating up, and soon it will be football season. So if you're thinking about getting engaged, now's the perfect time to visit Cozy Jewelers. I stopped by their store recently and had an amazing experience with Paul Cozy. He walked me through their stunning engagement rings, their custom in-house process, and the passion that drives this incredible family-owned business. So whether you're planning a beach proposal to end the summer or getting ready for your own big moment this fall, don't forget the fifth C. That's cut, color, clarity, carat, and of course, Cozy Jewelers.
Ah, the grapevine. So I heard it through the grapevine that I got my behind whooped yesterday. Bad. Hey, congrats to Jack. He did a great job.
Jack Fritz here.
Yeah, I knew it was very likely he would win. I did not think it would be that convincing. He did an outstanding job. He really did.
He didn't do that great job.
He did really well.
He did a much better job than you did.
Yes, he did.
He ran a 117.
Yeah, but he could have ran probably 108, 107. I mean, he de-throttled halfway through. He didn't have to push it at all.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it was your job to provide some sort of
There's nothing I could do yesterday. In my opinion, nothing I could do. Hey, what you can do is bid for the Eagles Radiothon and bid and help, obviously, in the quest with autism and all going on, what the Eagles do with the Eagles Autism Foundation, a mission to raise funds for innovation in autism research and care programs. Bids are ongoing right now at eaglesradiothon.com. This will go through 5 p.m. tomorrow. 5 p.m. tomorrow. Let me tell you about a couple other items. I told you earlier there's Super Bowl tickets you can get. You can bid on also, you know, stuff related to our show. like a remote broadcast. There's Goff with Saquon Barkley and with and Jason Kelce, which is an incredible item at 18,000.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, 18,000. But how about this one? Championship moment experience with Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie at the home opener in eight days. All right, what does this mean? All right, let's see what this means. You can bid on the opportunity to take part in a once in a lifetime, unless they win it all again, and then it's twice in a lifetime. In a once in a lifetime home opener experience, where Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie and members of the Eagles Autism Foundation community you'll be on the field. Ready for this? You'll be on the field as the Super Bowl 59 banner is revealed.
Oh, get out of here.
All right.
Are you serious?
I am serious. $6,750.
It's got to be more than
for
that.
For this incredible experience, an opportunity for the winning bidder and three guests. That means four total. Four people stand on the field with Jeffrey Lurie. Banner is revealed.
This is where you call up three of your buddies and say, hey, let's go foursies on this. Let's make this happen, whatever the number is.
And it goes without saying you get, you know, tickets to the game. Like, they don't kick you out. This isn't like, hey, come on the field for the ceremony. Get out! No, then the kickoff happens and you get to watch the game. So you're talking about four tickets to the home opener. They've won the Super Bowl. They unveil the banner. You're on the field for it. You're standing next to the owner, who, by the way, is the first owner to win two championships in Philadelphia sports since 50 years ago, when obviously Ed Snyder is the owner of the Flyers did it 74-75. So you're talking about an amazing opportunity here. EaglesRadiothon.com. All right, 215-592-9494. Good morning to you. If you want to comment on the race from yesterday, please do. I mean, this is whack-a-mole day. I'll take my day of beating. Maybe the whole week will be. The race was ugly. Credit to Fritz. Let's play the audio of the end of the race as Joe Giglio announced it here on WIP. It was so obvious that it was over early. The end was a foregone conclusion, but Giglio still maintained good announcership to round out the race and announcing form and fashion as he did here on WIP. Here's what he and Hugh said.
Oh, wow, the pan back. Oh, yeah, Joe, he cooked.
That is it. Jack is the winner. He even turned around at the end to taunt to camera as he went by. We have ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, a 2-2 game as Jack Fritz destroys Joe
to
camera.
Way to go, Jack.
I don't know that destroys even...
He turned to taunt you, and there was, you were so
Did you even see him turn or no?
Yeah, I did.
No,
I
it was impossible for him to actually know where you were around that track.
Well, he looked back at one point.
Pretty early, James. Pretty early look back.
And he was like, I got this.
No, it was so bad. So I thought about stopping. Like, when he got to the finish line, I thought about, I'll just stop. Like, what difference?
It looked like you might, and then you just kept kind of
Someone called out from the audience, finish strong, Joe.
Yeah,
and then I thought,
you can't be a quitter like that. Come on.
But if it's over, does it count as quitting? Like, it's literally over.
Yeah, you got to finish it.
I mean, he already won.
I mean, it sort of feels like you quit.
I really jogged the end. I mean, that was light jog. Let's listen to Spike and Ike and Jack yesterday, the afternoon show. Some of what they said at the conclusion of this when they got on the air, and it was Rip Joe time.
Jack clobbered him. I mean, I don't even think, Jack, you can tell me, it didn't even look like you were running your hardest once you saw the lead that you got. You were checking back for Joe to see if he had... like a booster pack or something.
I didn't know if he had more in the tank.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, maybe that was a strategy because he did have a coach, you know.
Right.
But you pretty much clobbered him. You were checking back on him. I mean, a 17-second or an 18-second win in a 400-meter race is pretty significant. So
yeah, I don't think we're going to have 2 weeks in the morning show of calling me a fat moron.
Nope.
So,
no.
So this one's probably going to go away.
Jack quits.
Yeah. So this one's going to go away for a little bit, and we're on to basketball.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to let it go away. So
I can tell. Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Look, those guys had some fun at my expense.
Hold on. Okay. Jack's got some... He's got some... acrimony working.
Doesn't sound like he likes has liked your presentation the last.
Yeah, well, I've never called him that anyway.
He's making it.
I mean, you called him
personal.
An oaf.
Called him. Well, he is an oaf.
Yes, and you called him Boban.
And he is Boban.
You called him Boban. Yes.
You've said he might cry,
that's
and he's a soft underbelly. Like, I think
off.
He kind of just paraphrased everything you said.
That's why he took off in this 400 meter race in a way that you could not replicate. What if he plays you with the same ferocity in one-on-one basketball.
Then that'll be interesting.
That he ran with. Because it does sound like he was trying to prove a point in the way he was speaking there at the end. And it did look like he was trying to prove a point in the way he was running.
I get it. He did yesterday. Well. Devin, gut feeling.
About?
Skill.
Basketball.
So there's endurance and there's skill.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bill, you haven't seen me play hoops. You saw me shoot, but you haven't seen me play. You haven't seen Jack play. Gut feeling. Skill. Who do you think has more skill in basketball?
In skill? I mean, you are skilled at free throws. Like, you are. I've seen that. And you aren't lying about that.
And if you can shoot free throws, chances are you can.
What concerns me is I was listening to coaches.
He might have coaches to brush up.
Do you have a coach? He's not going to have better coaches than me. I'm just going to say
I would
that.
Expect.
Who's your coach?
I'm not ready to announce anything.
There's a plurality of coaches for this.
I got a lot of stuff up my sleeve,
but I'll ask you in the break.
I won't answer. I'm not prepared to answer.
Good luck getting that answer.
What concerns me about Jack is I was listening to the afternoon show a couple weeks back, and he said, like, he's not a post guy.
Yeah, that was bad.
What's your strength?
He's outside shooter guy, which is bad for a big guy.
Right.
If you're not Dirk, then don't waste my time.
Now, we're playing half court here.
Yeah,
yes,
well,
it's one on one.
We're going to play one on one full court.
So endurance, my point is, I'm clarifying, okay? My point is endurance might not even be a factor if it's like you're not going to be running.
Of course it is.
No, it is.
This will be more tiring than running.
Because you got to play day and all.
Running like a mile.
Have you ever played one on one basketball? It's way more tiring than running a mile.
One on one
way more tiring than running a mile. It's not even comparable.
No, I haven't ever played one on one basketball. I'm sorry to disappoint.
Maybe
when I was little. Wow.
Yeah, it's
know.
A Devin. It's way more tiring than running a mile. Like, because you're using all your muscles. You're running around. You know, you're like starting and stopping
true.
A lot. Like, it is one on one is a really, really athletic. Like, it's conditioning. Like,
I agree.
Yeah, I don't even think like it's comparable.
And again, let's go back to where this started. I predicted it would be 2-2 entering five. And I said I thought basketball would be the best, closest, and just best visual for the audience for like, this is it. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
Because I do think it'll be close. Like, I don't think I'm going to clobber him. I don't think he's going to clobber me.
If my assessment, knowing both you really well and how you've talked and talking to you, I think you are absolutely a more skilled basketball player. I think he is absolutely in better shape than you.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And he's bigger than you. That is what it's going to come down to.
I agree with you, James.
Bigger,
I agree with
better
that.
Better shape, stronger.
Yeah. All right. So Keely Ringo, bigger, but doesn't look like he's going to be a starter, but he is an Eagle. And special teams certainly helped to make it. Let's listen to yesterday Howie Roseman press conference after the Eagles made their cuts. Howie was asked about Keely Ringo, and it was kind of a long answer, so we won't play it all. But he talked about how he thinks because of Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell, it's a position of strength. He kept saying strength. And then as he kind of rounded out his answer, he talked more specifically about Keely Ringo and the cornerback spot.
I feel very fortunate to start that position there, you know, and I think that sometimes we look at weaknesses in terms of strengths. You know, I've been here a long time. To have two young corners like that, that's a position of strength. And then we have a lot of guys at that position who are young, who have a lot of talent in their body. You know, I'm excited about the corners that we have on this football team. So, you know, I kind of look at it a different way. When you look at those guys, they have different skill sets. They have different strengths. You talk about Keely. I mean, Keely is big. He's fast. He's strong. Keely has shown that he's one of the best special teams players in this league. Which I think is a huge thing for our football team. So I probably take it a little bit differently about that position. I think that that's a position that we have strength in numbers there, and I'm looking forward to seeing those guys play against Dallas.
So I can understand why Howie Roseman answers the question the way he does. Let me just make it simple for like anyone out there who doesn't understand. No one's saying the Eagles cornerback spot as a position group is weak. When you have Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, you're so far ahead of the curve of most teams in pro football. It's not a weakness as a unit. What people are saying, and I'm one of them, is that the third best corner, who will be the outside corner, is a weak spot, one weak spot within the team. And that is a fact. Now, listen, maybe someone rises up and pulls a Patrick Robinson and plays way better than you ever expect and holds it down. Maybe someone does like a Jalen Mills and is okay and holds it down. And that might be good enough. But it also might be one of those situations where it's a fall off the cliff spot. We've seen that before. We have seen before where the Eagles enter a season at any number of positions, and oftentimes it was corner last decade, where it's like, this is weak. So no one's saying they got three weak corners. What a lot of people are saying is they got one weak corner. I believe that. And that's obviously, you know, the point. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Phillies lose last night. Bad loss in New York. I mean, it's just, Lizardo was frustrated. Everyone watching was frustrated. Durant struggled at the end. Let's go to the phones. Donald right now in Chester. It's also Eagles Radiothon Day. All these great bids and opportunities. Donald, good morning, pal.
Good morning. How we doing?
Good, buddy.
Doing all right, bud.
Well, first of all, before I say anything, I'd like to thank Devin there for taking away my obvious answer.
I'd
like to thank her for that.
I'd like to tell you
that Rhea would never do anything like that.
Look at that.
Look, I got to take the easy answers off the board. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. But it was, the good thing is I understood around – when we played the Rams out in SoFi Stadium, I knew we were going to win the championship.
You talking about 2017 or last year? They won both years.
Last year.
Yeah.
Last year, especially like with the defense, I knew we were going to.
Well, Donald, let me give you a quick comparison. So in 2017, I thought the Carolina game week 6 was the game where I said, this really looks like a Super Bowl winning team. last year, I agree with you. It was the back-to-back games on the road. I forget which was first and second.
It was Rams, then Ravens.
Rams, then Ravens, yeah. That combination, because they were two playoff teams. And to beat them both on the road and the way they did, that was, for me, when, and it wasn't like, oh, it's a guarantee they'll win. Nothing was a guarantee. But that was when it was like, this team really might have serious Super Bowl winning chops. I just, which they proved.
Yeah, I just thought, I just thought as long as Hurts had a defense on the other side, that we would get it done.
You agree with that, John?
It's interesting. I just found it interesting thinking back to that 2017 season, to that Panthers game, as sort of a waypoint, and that's a waypoint that I had not thought of for a long time.
Because Carolina was good, and my recollection is the Eagles came in 4-1. I think the Panthers came in, I want to say maybe 3-1.
I think they were both 4-1.
It was like
either 4-1 or 5-1. It was right there.
And it was a Thursday night game.
Which is
tough on the road.
The national top team thing. It felt like it was like a preview of what was to come for later in the season. Big game, and we came out of that shining in a way that I don't remember exactly what it was. It felt like we were tougher on ground than I had expected.
Bradham was the best game he ever played.
And remember Carson trucked that dude at the goal line, which we were like was a little dangerous, but Carson went in and just shouldered the guy at the goal line and the team went crazy.
I forgot that too. That's a nice picture.
Yeah.
Bradham. Only Bradham could play that season. It was like the ultimate year.
There are moments that stand out. I mean, Donald, this team's got another shot this year, man. They're an outstanding team, obviously. All right, Donald, give me an answer, bud, for what was obvious. I know, he just disappeared.
Oh.
Devin, you
ruined it for me, Devin.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You really spooked
him.
He
really was mad at me.
All right, so Lizardo was mad at the ump. Lizardo was mad at the ump last night throughout the game. But he really particularly showed his displeasure as he was leaving the field and obviously got ejected. Let's listen to Lizardo. Just so you understand the context, if you missed it, second batter of the game, Juan Soto. Lizardo starts his windup. It's the very beginning of his windup, but he is in it. Umpire grants Soto time. Should not have been given. Lizardo finishes through his windup and throws the ball. Sometimes pitchers do that to avoid injury because, even if you know it's not going to count, one thing is you can throw the pitch to make a point to the umpire and the batter to say, hey, that wasn't cool. I'm ticked at you. Mm-hmm. The other thing is sometimes pitchers will follow through just to keep consistency and not have something get funky and have an injury. Either way, bottom line is it was quickly obvious Lizardo was ticked. Now, he held it together that inning, didn't give up a run, didn't give up a run in the second or third, but things started falling apart later. He was frustrated the whole game.
And he was getting squeezed. There were bad calls throughout.
He was getting squeezed. He talked after the game about the umpire. Here's what Lizardo said.
Not really an emotional guy, pretty calm out there for the most part. Just when I think something's not fair, I'll make sure to stick up for it. And I think that what happened there was, I didn't think it was right, at least in my eyes. But like I said, I said my piece and we moved on from it. So that it is what it is.
What was the explanation you got?
He told me I stopped in my windup at some point and then he called time. I told him I didn't stop, and that was it. I wasn't going to sit there and argue anymore. There was no point.
I went back and watched it a bunch. I feel very confident he did not stop.
Of course, balk if he stopped anyway. Like I don't even know what he's talking about. It was so strange.
Doesn't make any sense. He had just started. He was like a nanosecond into his windup, but he was in it, and he just started. I mean, there's no way to stop. He had just started. Let's go to the phones. Tom in Abington yesterday. We saw Tom in Abington, who we saw yesterday at the race. Good morning, Tom.
Yo, gang. How we doing today?
Doing great, Tom. I mean, I'm great seeing you.
Licking my wounds, but, it's what it is.
I'll tell you what, Joe. That race went exactly as I thought it would, much like James already stated. Mm-hmm. I mean, that thing was over 5 seconds in, even before you came out of the first turn. Now, we all knew that you ran crotch first. What I didn't expect was to see John Fritz finish ass first.
That was good.
Good line.
And Tom, I thought Joe had told us in the lead up to the foot race that you worked on your technique, Joe, and that you were no longer going to be running.
No, remember he said the way you run is the way you run. He literally said that yesterday.
No technique was saving him yesterday, John.
No, it wasn't. And yeah. I couldn't change my technique that
now,
fast.
Now, what I want you to do, though, Joe, is I just want you to tuck that visual in the back of your mind of him finishing the way he finished. Because that was tantamount to the way you threw that ace down to finish up the tennis match. So just use that as motivation.
Okay.
Let me quoted Jalen Hurts on the mic after, too.
Who did? Me or Fritz?
Is that what you wanted to see? He did the Jalen Hurts quote, which is outrageous, by the way. Fritz should not be allowed to quote Jalen Hurts,
you
just
know
like
he
you
had
shouldn't.
That ready to go. Like,
of course he did.
Draft,
he tweeted it out, too. Yeah.
So, Tom, let me ask you a question, because to me, this is the real question from yesterday. How concerned do you think I should be for basketball, given that Fritz showed quickness and, you know, certainly some endurance?
Well,
is that
I would
a concern?
I would say this, Joe. As far as John Fritz is concerned, I have compared him to Embiid for the lack of heart. But he took it a step further. He's a big that wants to play a perimeter game. I mean, he's Joel Embiid. I don't think you're going to win this thing.
Well, I appreciate you think I'm going to win. Look, he should bully me down low, but it sounds like it's not his game. We'll see.
Yeah. Are you ready for robo umps yet or what after last night?
Great question.
Nope.
How could you not at this point?
I'll be against it forever.
It's nonsense. Well, like, this is silly. We've gone too far.
That was just ridiculous last night. I mean, that was terrible. That might have been the worst I think I've ever seen.
And look, we've done this show together for 9 years. Don't you notice we're having these conversations more? Like, it is getting worse. Yeah. It is getting worse.
Because we have the technology.
I don't know that it's getting worse.
And that's a young guy, too, right? He's a young dude.
Yeah. That was a rookie ump.
Oh,
that's
man.
Why Lazardo said this ain't the minor leagues, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as far as the Mets are concerned, I'm
did he literally say that?
He said when he was walking off the field, he said this ain't the minor leagues. Yeah, he said he's like wake up, this ain't the minor leagues. That's what he said to him on his way out. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Sometimes a team just has your number, and the Mets, they scare me, man. I don't want any part of the Mets in the postseason. And if they make the postseason, I don't think it's going to turn out well for us.
It is scary. I look, I've joked the last 2 days, would you rather face the Dodgers than the Mets? But maybe it's not a joke.
No, I'd rather face the Dodgers.
It's to be considered. I'll be honest.
I can't believe we're saying
it's to be considered.
I get it. It's just so crazy.
Teams match up.
I mean, I remember
matchups matter. Matchups
I remember
matter.
Like 3 to 6 years ago when the Phillies always used to lose to the Marlins, and the Marlins stunk. Yep. And the Phillies would always lose some.
Sometimes the team just gets you, man.
All right, Tom, like me losing to Fritz, which was obvious so quickly that it was over. What else was obvious quickly? This is for Adam Sandler tickets.
Well, I think it was pretty damn obvious that it wasn't going to work out the first time we all heard, yo, we live, we hot.
I actually think he's become a better caller lately.
I do too, actually.
But, you know, make of it what you will.
No one else does, Joe.
Whenever
he comes on, I get a lot of calls saying they don't love it.
Do you?
Not as much as I used to, but we get calls. He'll have a call every once in a while that just makes people furious.
James, what that clearing of the throat thing?
I had to swallow. What do you want me to do?
I want you to
not to have so much saliva that.
Weird things happen.
Just the two.
Sometimes your voice does weird things.
Devin, that was pretty bad, right?
I'm just glad it was noticeable.
It was very noticeable. Holy mackerel!
It would have been better than if I kept talking and I like. Yeah,
true.
I guess. Yeah. All right. Eagles cut down to 53 yesterday. Doesn't mean that this will be the same 53 when they play the Cowboys in 8 days. Or the same, what are they dressed, John? 47 now? Something like that. Whatever.
Not sure.
47.
That number looks
like. Stupid that they added the third quarterback. That was so lame by the NFL. Anyway, let's listen to Howie. After the cuts were made yesterday on roster construction, obviously with week one in mind, but also the future of the season, here's something Howie said.
We're not done here. We're not done. You know, we'll see what happens in the next 24 hours. You know, I think I said this the last time we spoke. We got a lot of picks here, and we're happy to use those picks in the draft. But I think for us, the early part of the season, September, we got to see what we have, you know. And if we need something, I'll do whatever I can to help this football team and be aggressive. And Jeffrey gives me that opportunity to do that. And so, you know, I don't think that we're done. I don't think this is necessarily, you know, this is a work in progress.
Not giving me the keys quite yet.
Yeah, not yet, not yet. No, he's going to drive. He's going to drive. But we're gonna continue sitting together. But you know, I think that's where we got to be.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it is where they should be when you can still add perhaps better players than you currently have in the next couple days or later in the season. It'd be interesting to know, John, which players that made it yesterday. You know, Keely Ringo, the new receiver.
Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper, right? Like, which guy is it'd be fascinating to know.
Who's number 53?
Who's 53, mm-hmm. And who are they like, man, I really hope that position we find someone in the next, 24 hours. Now, we don't know that answer, but I know this. If I were a couple of those guys, I'd be nervous. Because a couple of them, even though they made it yesterday, and we'll talk to Ross Tucker more about this in about the next 10 minutes, because, he obviously followed this as close as anyone. He would announce the games. He had to announce the third and fourth quarters when some of these guys were fighting for jobs. But, John, it was...
he was also a guy who fought for jobs, too.
He also was a guy who fought for jobs.
At the end of his career in Seattle.
That's right.
And with all of these, with all of these young players making the team, I'm still looking at Cooper DeJean being back there as a punt returner. I think he's our best option right now, which is crazy.
Well, he's
unless you put Jahan Dotson back there as your punt returner. I maybe that's a good option.
So here's the deal. Dotson. He's their best option at any given moment to be the best at it.
Yes.
That doesn't mean it's best for the football team.
In my mind, no. It's not the best for the football team if it's Cooper DeJean.
I agree.
We need someone not Cooper DeJean. I don't think Will Shipley is suited. I want Will Shipley back there returning kickoffs potentially, not punts.
Yep.
Cooper DeJean, yes, I love him ball in his hands, but I don't want him returning punts on the regular.
I agree.
Maybe in special situations if we really need a big return late in the game.
I agree with that. Let me just throw this out there for what it's worth. Deion, who obviously many would say best cornerback ever, certainly the best I saw. My recollection is he did it regularly often. Most seasons, he did it. He was the full-time punt returner, right?
It was, like we were just describing, more or less special.
I don't think so. I feel like no. At least not for a while.
Yeah, I think he became that, John, but I think he had many years with the Atlanta Falcons.
Sometimes maybe
he
was
the guy.
His toe was feeling. I think potentially it was, hey, Deion, you think you can take this one or not? And he'd be like, yeah, all right, I'll try.
I think it was more often than that. I mean, we'd have to look up the numbers, but my recollection is he did it a lot. Anyway, my sense is be careful with Cooper DeJean and only put him back there sporadically, which is what the Eagles have evolved to with Brian Westbrook. You know, B. West was the punt returner 03, hardcore guy after he replaces Brian Mitchell. But, the Eagles eventually phased Brian Westbrook down on that because he was so important to the offense. That's my hope of how the Eagles will approach this. That's, by the way, what the Washington football team used to do with Darryl Green. I mean, they would put Darryl Green back in Washington if it was near the end of the game and they needed a big punt return, who obviously was also a guy who was incredible corner and made the Hall of Fame. So, James, what numbers do you see in
there? Yeah, he did a lot, but throughout his entire career, average anywhere from like 28, 29 punt returns, 33 one year, 30. Like, that's a pretty high number.
Full time.
Yeah, full time. And also, the first 4 years of his career returned kicks full time as well.
Wow.
He had between 35 and 40 kickoff returns in his first 4 years also each year.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's a decision Eagles got to make, and it's an important one because Cooper DeJean is one of the four best defenders on the team. But it's a scary spot to be a punt returner. 215, from an injury standpoint. 215-592-9494. Reminder for you, this is the one of 2 days of the Eagles Radiothon. You can bid on incredible items at eaglesradiothon.com. It's a multi-day auction presented by First Trust Bank and the Green Family Foundation, offering the opportunity to bid on exclusive Eagles and WIP experiences, game day packages, and autographed items, with all proceeds supporting the Eagles Autism Foundation, whose mission is to raise funds for innovation in autism research and care programs. Let me tell you about a couple of the items that you can bid on. Other things related to our show, and we would encourage you to do so, which is like a morning show broadcast. We could literally come to your home to do the show. We could go to your business to do the show. So our show will be on the road somewhere. Wherever the highest bidder is, that's where we go. But don't be like, in California. We want to be somewhere close. But anyway, you get the point. Bottom line, our show on the road. There's also our show with a studio sit-in, which that bid currently is at $320. But let's talk about some of the really big items. So this is a really big one. Goff with Saquon Barkley and Jason Kelce. What an unbelievable opportunity. By the way, to also stay at Trout National. That's Mike Trout. This was a Tiger-designed golf course that Tiger and Mike Trout teamed up with, Trout National. And you get to you know, have all this golf. I mean, that's really incredible. And this will be in the spring of 2026. This will be you and two guests. 18 holes, Trout National. How about that? There's also an item, and this is an annual situation, and it'd be interesting knowing that the Eagles have a better chance to make the Super Bowl than they typically do because they got a great team, just made it last year. So I wonder if that will raise the Super Bowl experience. Super Bowl, by the way, John, I'm looking for the first time I've seen it, Super Bowl LX. That's 60. That's what we're up to, LX. So Super Bowl 60 experience.
That's a sleek Roman numeral.
Right, LX.
It looks pretty good.
How about when they get to 100, and that'll be what, C?
Yeah, I think so.
Super Bowl C.
How about that?
Really?
Yeah. 100 is C in Roman
numerals.
It'll
never beat Lex. We got Lex. That's
all
nice.
We got Lex. 50,
that's
59,
59 right?
Is Lex. Yeah, we won the Super Bowl.
And 52
Lex.
Was LII.
Yeah. Which is still better. I saw like an old Super Bowl logo from the early 2000s, and it's like XXLL. Like, it's sure. A lot of
Yeah. That's what he used to
be. I always liked the Bears one XX, but John was a big fan of Triple X. Because, you know, John's Dirty Dog, and that would have been...
Not the Vin Diesel movie? I thought that's who you're talking about. My bad.
What was the Triple X one? Was that the Denver
That
Broncos?
Would have been 90. So the Bears were 85, so it would have been 95. So that would be the Cowboys beating the Steelers. Yeah, that would be the...
The Neil O'Donnell interception.
That ridiculous nonsense. Boy, the Steelers really could have won that if he didn't keep throwing the ball away. All right,
two guys, I know. Too. It was so annoying.
Super Bowl 60 experience. So what it is to bid on an exclusive trip. This is in San Francisco. For Super Bowl 50, and you'll get two tickets to Super Bowl 50. How about that? Levi Stadium, obviously, the Birds, like, really legitimately could be in it. So, three nights of hotel accommodation. I mean, this is big time, man. This is at $25,000. And I remind you, this is all to support the Eagles Autism Foundation. Devontae Smith, who was going to join us this hour, is not scheduling conflict. He's going to be with us tomorrow. But today on the program, coming up shortly, Ross Tucker to talk about the Eagles' moves. And, of course, the Eagles in 8 days to play their game. Also in the 9 o'clock hour, big hour, as the Eagles only have four individuals that won two Super Bowls. Two of those four, and the only ones that aren't specialists, because you had Lovato and you had...
Players, at least, because Howie won a...
Players. You had Lovato and you have... Help me on the kicker.
Jake Elliott.
Jake Elliott. But the two guys in the trenches... Brandon Graham and Lane Johnson, the two guys that have won two Super Bowls, both will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Lane Johnson at 9, that's by phone. Brandon Graham in studio, that's at 9:30. So we would encourage you to be tuned for all of that. 215-592-9494. Let's remind you of our Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. Armin Chevy... .com. The first poll question, which radiothon item would you rather be the winning bid on? Is it A, Super Bowl tickets, or B, which ordinarily, how are you going to beat that? But B's pretty cool too, man. B, to golf with Saquon Barkley and Jason Kelce at Trout National. Which one would you rather be the winning bid on? And the second poll question we have today is, were you surprised by how easily Jack demolished me yesterday in the race? Obviously, it was not a surprise that he won. Some may be surprised. I actually was that he won so convincingly. Were you surprised? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, let's talk some Eagles football. They made some moves yesterday. And Ross Tucker is here with us today to chronicle it all. Ross, by the way, we can announce, will be a weekly guest on our show in the football season, as he's been for many years now. And that will be... every Wednesday at 7:30 for an entire hour. Ross, we're thrilled to have you back for another season, and good morning to you, buddy.
Joe, I am thrilled to be back for another season. Very, very fired up. I love what you guys do with the Radiothon. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, no, it's our pleasure, man, for sure. And, you know, we'll unleash the remainder of the schedule weekly guests in the coming days. Obviously, it'll be, you know, pretty similar to last year. Ross, let's talk about the cuts. Let me start with this question. Which player that made the team, and obviously I'm talking the fringe guys, were you most happy for, having announced his two or three preseason games, having gotten to personally know some of these guys and their stories? Who were you happiest for yesterday that this guy made the NFL?
Well, I think the obvious answer is the right answer, and that's Darius Cooper, the undrafted free agent wide receiver from Tarleton State.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't even know where that is. It's an FCS school. I think it's Stephenville, Texas. This guy was a zero-star recruit. And honestly, even though you heard he had made a couple...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A couple plays in camp. I still don't think anybody thought he was really worthy of being on a roster, especially, Joe, with them only keeping five receivers, especially with them having just traded for John Metchie, and especially having cut last year's fifth-round pick, Anaya Smith. I mean, he actually had a lot to overcome, did Cooper, to make the team. They only kept five. You know, they had just traded for a guy. So for him to be able to make the team says a lot about him. I'm extremely excited about him moving forward. Talking with some of the guys, they all kind of rave about him. And so I'm glad that the Eagles didn't take the chance that he'd be on practice squad and somebody else might scoop him up. I think he has a future. I really do.
Ross, it was a big loss losing the gigantic quasi tight end in Johnny on the edge, our wide receiver who's now on the injured list. Darius Cooper, John Metchie, how do they replace that run blocking ability, or does someone else have to do that?
It's a terrific question, John. I'm not sure they have that guy. You know, I mean, you know, the guy that would be the best to fill in and do some of that blocking is A.J. Brown. So, you know, I don't know how much of the load the Eagles will have A.J. take on, but it's imperative on some of the Eagles' run plays that you have a receiver that's big enough that he can go in there and dig out the safety, at times crack on the edge guy or on a backer. I you know, Mechie's tough. So maybe Mechie will stick his nose in there and give it a shot. Everybody raves about how strong Cooper is. You know, he's only like 5'11", but he's 210. So he's kind of built like a running back. So maybe Cooper can get involved. But the guy that I feel very confident can get it done is A.J. Brown. What really happens then is how much do the Eagles really want to use him in that capacity, and how much does A.J. really want to do that? And he's a competitor, and he's not afraid to stick his nose in there, but some of those are like legitimate collisions that you have to be ready for.
Absolutely.
And so we'll see. It's the right question, though, John. You're on the right track, because that is what they lost when they lost Johnny Wilson.
What did the return of Fred Johnson immediately mean to you? How important is he to the effectiveness of this offensive line?
Well, there's a lot there, right? I mean, it's funny because I understood why they didn't re-sign him. I think Howie said yesterday that maybe they had had some interest. I thought Fred played okay last year, John, in those games he started. I didn't think he played great. And I think on some level, the Eagles probably thought with a guy like Kendall Lamb, who's way more experienced than Fred Johnson, and Matt Pryor, and with drafting a tackle, maybe they thought they'd draft a tackle higher, I don't know, but they drafted a couple tackles. I think they thought with those four guys that someone would step up and be better than Fred was last year. But I don't think it really happened. I don't think they felt coming out of training camp in the preseason games that they really had that guy. And remember, Eagles fans, I think Fred started like six games last year, you know, for Mailata and Lane. That is an important position. So kudos to Howie Roseman for saying, you know what, if I can get the guy back for a seventh-round pick and feel good about it, then I'm going to do that. So I have a tremendous appreciation for Howie's aggressiveness. And, you know, some of these other teams treat these late-round picks like they're gold. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, the Eagles just cut some late-round picks, right? McCord was a sixth-round pick. Mm-hmm. Anaya Smith, a fifth-round pick. You know, you got to use those picks to get a veteran player that can help you win the Super Bowl this year, if that's what it takes.
Well, it's also where, you know, stockpiling those draft picks is a big part of it, because you got to have the picks to trade them, you know, the extra picks, so to speak. Ross, let's talk about the defense and the concerns. So, for me, you know, entering training camp and entering the preseason games, my three greatest concerns defensively were the other cornerback, the other safety, and the backup edge rushers. And three preseason games later, they're still my three biggest concerns defensively. How concerned do you think fans should be about what they've got there and what they don't have?
I think it's very fair for Eagles fans to have a little bit of trepidation about what they're going to get out of those three spots Thursday night against the Cowboys. You know, I mean, if we're going, Joe, based on the last preseason game Friday night against the Jets, where Sidney Brown didn't play, Adoree Jackson didn't play, those guys were all part of the, you know, the starters that were warming up 3 hours before the game. They got a workout in. You know, I would say, you know, with Adoree Jackson, right, you kind of know what the floor is. He's played a lot of ball. I think we kind of know what he is. The good news is I don't think he'll be a major liability in terms of getting smoked for touchdowns or not knowing what he's supposed to do.
Is he our starter? Is he our starter opposite Quinyon?
I think he is right now. Yeah, I do think that there's a chance, John, that Ja'Corian Bennett, as he gets more and more familiar with the defense, I think Ja'Corian Bennett is better than Adoree Jackson, based on what I've seen. And I think there's a very real possibility that at some point in the year, maybe it's week four, like when Cooper DeJean went in last year, I think at some point during the year, Ja'Corian Bennett will beat out Adoree Jackson. What Adoree is right now is he's a safe player. And so the Eagles would rather have like a reliable safe player. I actually think
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think Sidney Brown's going to step up and play pretty well. Sidney, I thought, had a good camp, had a good preseason. I'm kind of excited about him, but that's another one, too.
He's going to,
you know,
step up and make and play so well that Makuba doesn't win that spot, Ross?
I think it's very similar to everything I just said about Jakorian Bennett as well as, you know, Adoree Jackson, right? I think, I don't know when it is, but Vic Fangio talked about this, that he didn't feel like Cooper DeJean was ready until after the bye week four, because it's really hard to get those second string guys the reps that you need. But I would not be surprised if Bennett ends up starting at corner at some point, and if Makuba ends up starting at safety. But the guys that are out there, they have a say in that, right?
Yeah,
like if Adoree Jackson's playing really well, if Sidney's playing really well, they're not going to take him out. They're going to leave those guys in, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
And to your point too, Joe, about the third edge rusher, you know, candidly, I was a little bit surprised they cut Patrick Johnson, and I'm hopeful that they get him back on practice squad. I mean, all the guy does, and maybe I overrate preseason games because I'm calling him on TV, but I can't remember a preseason game where Patrick didn't make a play.
Yeah,
right?
he typically plays well
play every time.
And then barely plays in the regular season. Yeah, I remember it. All right, Russ, let's talk about the offense. So, you know, I think to a large extent it's going to be like last year, and to a large extent it should be. I mean, it's most of the same personnel back, obviously. Let's talk about the passing game. Do you think they will pass it more to try to save Saquon a bit? Do you think if they do, that Jalen will be better at it? Now, contained within that question, everyone can have their opinion of what he was in the passing game. I would say not that good. Some disagree with me. Do you think he will be better in the passing game? Do you think they will do it more?
Well, so I think that they're going to be able to keep Saquon fresh from multiple standpoints, right? So number one is, I think Will Shipley and to a lesser extent A.J. Dillon, I think those guys are going to play more snaps than Gainwell did last year.
I'm just going to quickly say, I thought Gainwell was pretty good, man. Like, I hope this isn't like, oh, we got Shipley, we got this guy. Like, we're like, Gainwell was solid. I thought he, especially from where he was in 23 when we were down on him, I thought he had a very nice season. Look, he's got the Hurts advantage where Jalen helps the running back. He's got the offensive line advantage. So he had a lot of advantages, but I thought that guy did a nice job.
I thought he did a nice job as well. I think Shipley's going to be better. I think Shipley's going to end up being better, which is encouraging. I do think they're going to throw it more. I forget the exact stat, guys, but I want to say that there were 74 pass attempts last year where Dallas Goedert, A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith were all on the field at the same time. Think about
that. Wow, really?
Because they all miss time. We lose sight of that. We forget that. And that is the secret sauce for the passing game. Not having one of those guys available, not having two, having all three of those guys at the same time, like they had in the postseason when Jalen Hurts in the passing game were really firing on all cylinders. I think that, Joe, might be as much of a reason as any for an increase in the passing game. As long as those three guys stay healthy, those are by far their three best threats in the passing game.
Ross, Tyler Steen, it feels as though no one is saying anything about how this adjustment period has gone. I guess we won't know either until we see the first month of the regular season when the starters get to actually play. But how, as far as you know, how has this adjustment gone with our new right guard?
Well, they feel good about him. You know, I thought it was interesting. Lane Johnson told me that he feels like he's turned a corner, you know, that Tyler's turned a corner. And sometimes it takes guys a couple years. Remember, this guy played left tackle at Alabama. So now you're moving him to the other side and you're moving him inside. That doesn't happen overnight to now be a right guard. And it's not that long ago, guys, that, you know, the Eagles had a third-round pick like Steen that we were all down on for a couple years in Isaac Seumalo, and the Eagles stuck with him, and he turned out to be a heck of a player that's still starting in the NFL today. I think that's, like, the upside. I think that's the goal and the hope with Steen. I don't know that that's going to happen, but I think the hope is that Steen becomes sort of this team's Faiamalu and can play at that kind of a level. I don't think he's going to be a Pro Bowl player like all the guys around him, but I do think Steen can play at that level. I think Steen has a real chance to at least play as well as Becton did last year. You know, Becton was the worst lineman last year. I know we liked him and he started and they won, but he was clearly the worst of the five. I would have described Becton last year as being average. He had moments of brilliance, but also, you know, some inconsistency. I think Steen can at least match that. I'm hopeful that he does.
Ross Tucker with us here, who's going to be with us every Wednesday, weekly football season, 7:30 to 8:30 every Wednesday. We love having Ross on the program. All right, Ross, final thing. And I think, James, you'll appreciate this because we're about to go from, like, general season preview, roster construction, 6 months of no football. Ross, we're about to enter, like, football with this question. Let's have our first preview of week one.
Yes!
The Eagles are going to play the Dallas Cowboys in 8 days, Ross.
Dallas sucks.
Now, a lot of people think this is almost like a gimme game. I don't think it's that easy. What are the Dallas Cowboys this year? Give us an early but not that early preview of the Eagles and Cowboys in 8 days.
Well, I think the big thing for the Cowboys is because Dak Prescott's back, I do think that that gives them a puncher's chance in this game and in any game.
I agree with you.
Their projected win total is 7.5, okay? That's the lowest I can remember the Cowboys' win total being in a long time. But maybe it's the opposite of every other year. Every other year they're hyped up and then they fall short. Maybe this year is different. I will say this, okay? When you have a healthy Dak Prescott and on the outside you have CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, they got a shot, man. Because what does that mean? Maybe Fangio has Quinyon Mitchell travel around with CeeDee Lamb. You know, it's hard to have safety help both sides, but Adoree Jackson is going to get tested very early. You know right now the Cowboys are saying, hey, we're attacking Adoree Jackson, and we're going to attack Sidney Brown in the passing game with their good tight end, Jake Ferguson. So they know who the two guys are that they're going to try to get into bad spots, and they're going to try to pick on. They're not going to be attacking Quinyon Mitchell or Cooper DeJean. So this is when you really get into the minutiae, the X's and O's. Obviously, the elephant in the room.
When's Micah going to play?
Micah Parsons plays, yeah. I'll say this. I was going to say this tomorrow on my podcast. I'll say it here with you guys. There's a really good chance, like, he gets hurt. I mean, I think that they'll sign him at some point over the next week, but it wouldn't shock me, guys, if they didn't and he wasn't out there at all. But even if they do, it doesn't really look to me like he's been doing much. So how many snaps can he play? And by the way, this is a twitched-up, speed, agility guy. He could very easily pull a soft tissue injury. You're asking a guy to go from 0 miles an hour to 100 miles an hour against Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata. It's a terrible idea for the Cowboys. That's probably going to go very, very poorly.
Wow. Ross, good stuff, man. Again, we're really happy to have you back with our show, 7:30 to 8:30 every Wednesday starting next week. This is just like a little test run. Ross, good job announcing those preseason games. Always entertaining, and we will talk to you next week. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Ross Tucker. He and Scott Graham really do a very good job. Eagles have had a lot of different announcers through the years. Who've done the preseason games? Let's go through it. So I think Lou Tilley did it back in the day. Tolley did it. I know Jaws was an announcer as the color commentator sometimes. I think Vermeil was sometimes. Who am I missing? What, didn't Ike have a year? Am I remembering this? You get the Ike
he
man?
He might have. Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Like 10 years ago? Who else has done the preseason? I don't know, man. I've seen them all. Charlie Casserly 1 year.
Yeah, it goes in and
remember
out.
Remember that guy, Charlie
Casserly? Of course, yeah, former GM Charlie Casserly.
Charlie Casserly announcing the Eagles games. All right, up ahead, I'm sure you know, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have gotten engaged. We have the audio of Jason Kelce's public message to them upon their engagement. We also have the audio of when Jason Kelce 2 years ago on our show broke the news to the world that they were dating and how that kind of broke the internet. We'll get to that. More of the race-related audio. because we've got more from yesterday and the debacle that was the race, plus what Spike Lake and Jack said about it afterwards. It's a busy show, and it's also a day to react to a really irritating Phillies Mets series so far. Joe to Cameron, John Richards, and Eagles Radiothon rolls on. Get your bids in at EaglesRadiothon.com. Check out all the great items. We'll tell you more about them next on 94WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, always in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, giving you a reason to lock in, more than a reason. But here's one to lock into the college football season early, because right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if your bet wins. Now, think about what a ridiculous deal that is. $5 bet. If you win it, great. You know, you win the $5 bet. You also get $300 in bonus bets. That's right. You do. With FanDuel Sportsbook at FanDuel.com/hammer. Early college football season, obviously going on. And find the better bets that works for you. Lock them all in at FanDuel.com/hammer. Make that $5 bet, you know, for week one lines, Heisman futures, over-unders, player props, whatever it might be. Win and win big and get that $300 bonus as well at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.